You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming you back to your pathway to wholeness with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria is the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. If you want to find out more about her and the work she does, how it can be beneficial to you, she's based out of Phoenix, Arizona, but she can work with you no matter what. Find out more about her and the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes at the website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's extraordinaryoutcomes with an S.com, or give her a call directly, 602-864-7662. And again, welcoming back Victoria to the show. Victoria, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you.
All right, you got it. And again, Victoria, thank you for taking the time. Now, before we get rolling here, I know we're going to have a caller on that's going to be joining us in just a bit. But before we do that, let's find out a little bit about you and the work that you do, and especially for those people that may be hearing you for the first time.
Great, wonderful. Well, I actually got my master's degree in about 1992, and I got really frustrated with the results that I was getting with just talk therapy. And I had a session with a woman by the name of Chloe Wordsworth, who developed this wonderful method called resonance repatterning. And I had such results myself with the work that I immediately started studying with her. I got certified to do resonance repatterning in about 1994. And then I went on to teach the repatterning for about 15 years. And then after that, I, you know, studied many other disciplines, but the resonance repatterning is the one I really want to highlight today.
Right.
And so what is resonance repatterning?
Yeah. And I think that's going to be my first question for you, Victoria. you guessed it.
Well, you know, if you're at a party or something and you kind of really zone in with a person and you kind of resonate with them, you're at the same vibratory rate. And so there are many things in our life that we may want to repattern. You know, when we're born, we're these wonderful beings of light,
right,
and love, and then life happens, and we come to conclusions about, you know, about people, about finances, you know, about love, about money, and then we come to conclusions, and then we're living our lives as if those conclusions are true. And they were true back then, but they certainly don't serve us today, like I'm unworthy or something. You know,
right.
Well, that's really not true about anyone. But so in the repatterning method, we actually find out, with the client's permission, of course, you know, what happened in the past to cause your headache? What happened in the past to cause your bankruptcy? What happened in the past that you always draw the same man or the same woman or the same boss or, you know, you're failing, or you know, it really could be anything.
Right.
And so with this wonderful method, we access that innate wisdom, I call it, with anyone. And then once the client gives me permission to access that innate wisdom, and then I give them permission to access my energy field, then they have access to the resonance repairing method, and I have permission to access all those patterns that sometimes it's totally hidden from their view. They're unconscious. We can actually even go back into the womb experience. You know, if someone's mother died when, you know, they were in the womb, you know, there's a lot of grief that you may be carrying that's not even yours. It's your mother's.
Right.
And so, and how we do this, I mean, it really sounds like, wow, what a fabulous method, but how in the world do you do that? Well, we use a process called, it's like a form of applied kinesiology, which is muscle checking. Some people call it muscle testing. We don't really call it testing because we're not really testing anything. We're actually checking in with that innate wisdom,
right,
within the body. And it's called resonance kinesiology. And so we use the natural binary on-off muscle check response from the autonomic nervous system, and it actually will give us information like a yes response or a no response using the fingers. And then once the client comes up with a belief, like I'm unworthy, I mentioned that before, then I actually have the client, if they're in my office, I actually have them elevate their arm. I actually do the muscle checking on them, and they actually are at that vibration, or they're at that resonance. And then we do what's called a modality, which actually shifts the vibration. So one is based on new physics, where one piece of new information can create a system-wide effect of great significance.
Right.
And then after we do the modality, then we actually go back and the client would say, I'm unworthy, and their arm would go down. You know, it would verify that, you know, the client is no longer at that resonance. It's kind of like we're wearing these big neon signs on our forehead, I'm unworthy, and we get to erase that message and put a new message on there, I am worthy. And we do that all in one session. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah, I would say so. So now, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but again, if I did, I apologize. But I was going to say this sounds a little bit like hypnotherapy.
Yes, you did mention that.
Okay.
And it's really not. The client is fully conscious. In fact, most of my clients are over the phone, and I would just muscle check on the client's behalf. But I really do like people either lying down at home in their bed so that they're really, really relaxed,
right,
or
right,
if they're in my office, they lie down on my massage table. And the whole purpose is I want them to get to, it's called the alpha state of consciousness, which is that daydream place between, you know, waking and sleeping. So they are really relaxed, but they're fully conscious.
Right.
And
now give me an example of what this repatterning can help. I don't know if fix is the right word, because everybody, I'm sure people like, you have to fix me, Victoria. There's something wrong with me. and again, you're not going to sit there and be like, yes, I'll fix you. No, you're going to offer them a way to change that type of belief.
Yeah, that resonance. Yes, that's a good question, because I don't really fix anyone. All I do is shift the resonance, like on a radio dial. You know, if someone comes in and they're at the vibration, like a headache, then we just move the radio dial up a little bit using the, you know, we have to find out why you're at the vibration of a headache. Like, I never get headaches, so I'm not at the vibration of headaches. But if someone has migraines and migraines every week, and they're debilitating, let's find out if there is an emotional mental component.
Right.
Then that would really, really help them.
All right.
So this really deals with more of the emotional, mental, and a little bit of the spiritual. You know, I'm not licensed as a practitioner of medicine. Can't really go there, but I can deal with the emotions and the thinking. That's thinking.
Right. Now, so when you're working with somebody in this capacity, Victoria, so what could be some of the things that, you know, you've seen come across your table, I should say?
Well,
is it stuff? would it be considered like PTSD and stuff like that?
It could be. It really is. I can really do just about anything on anyone.
Right.
I had one gentleman who had asthma for 30 years, and he was unsure about his sexual orientation. And he had this fear that if he ever discovered that he was gay, that he would have to tell his parents. And he was just petrified, and, you know, causing that asthma. And as soon as we identified that and shifted the pattern, you know, he didn't have to use his inhaler anymore, and he went off to have, he's in a fabulous gay relationship now for years.
Oh.
Just because of that one session. So that's one aspect. The other real big, I've got several, but there was another gal who hadn't heard from her father in about 30 years. They were just estranged, and we did a session on her regarding, you know, forgiveness and all that. And then the very next day her father called. I mean, what are the chances of that? I mean,
right,
that is just so, unheard of, really. But it can happen that quickly.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And you know, again, we're talking with our guest Victoria Benoit on this edition of Your Pathway to Wholeness. We've got a caller on the line. I believe her name is Betsy. Betsy, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Betsy, welcome to the show. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a quick break because I don't want to cut you off in between. I know we've got something planned with Victoria. So let's do a quick break. When we come back, we'll be continuing our show with Victoria Benoit, of course, on the Pathway to Wholeness with our guest Betsy, who is calling in as well. We'll do this quick break. We come back more with them after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Ladies and gentlemen, your body on drums, the heart on sax, it's the lungs, and on horns, the digestive system.
Diarrhea can leave your body feeling out of tune. Only Imodium Instants disperse instantly on your tongue and can stop diarrhea within 1 hour, gently restoring your body's harmony. Imodium Instants, fast but gentle.
Contains loperamide, can stop diarrhea within 1 hour. Always read the label.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming you back to Your Pathway to Wholeness with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria is the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. Reach out to her by phone at 602-864-7662 or go to the website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. And again, Victoria, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here.
You're very welcome. And again, we're welcoming as well a caller named Betsy. Betsy, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Again, welcome and thank you for holding on through those spots. Hey, now, before we get started, this is something that, you know, Betsy, you're calling in on behalf of Victoria, right? That you're going to do, are we going through what's your the residence repatterning right now?
Yes, we're going to do what's called a little mini session.
Okay.
We're going to follow... Yeah, we're going to do a health repatterning.
Okay.
So, in fact, I would think it would be really great if the listeners, after I read a little introduction, if they're wanting to include themselves in the session, that they can just kind of identify their symptoms, as Betsy does, and then just kind of follow along with the session.
So now I'm going to step aside, and it's going to be your floor, Victoria.
Fantastic. I love the floor.
All right. Take it away.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Victoria.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a health repatterning so you can achieve optimal health and well-being. And I thought I'd begin with just reading a little bit of the introduction. You know, with all the repatternings I do, there's a little introduction. And this is based on Bert Hellinger's theory. And he was the developer of Family Constellations. And he says that everything that occurs in our minds and our emotions manifests in our body. And that everything that happens to us that we do not acknowledge manifests and becomes visible in our body. And if we have an imbalance in our consciousness, it will manifest in our body, excuse me, as a disease or symptom. And this is the symptom is in the way that our body is calling our attention to an issue that we need to acknowledge and take care of. And it is actually the best way that our consciousness finds to deliver the message. And unfortunately, what happens is we don't want to receive the message. You know, we've been ignoring it already. It's kind of like ignoring a car signal when it lights up with the oil light. And if we do not respond immediately, we may damage the motor and be left without a car. If we do not look after our symptoms, we are risking our lives. So I thought I'd begin with just asking you if I have permission to access your innate wisdom and to actually do this session today.
Permission granted.
Oh, thank you. And then I give you permission to access my energy field, so you now have access to this particular method that we're using, which is resonance repatterning. So what symptom or illness do you have that you would love to shift and shift the resonance with?
Well, I have a nagging cough. I have ignored it for so many years. Most people will ask me, are you okay? And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Because I've been coughing or I'm on the phone and I start coughing or... You know, I don't even notice it. I kind of put it in the background and I don't do anything about it. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know why I have it, but I've had it for years and years and years, and people have always made a comment about it and I've never really acknowledged it.
Wow. Okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we just verify that you're at the resonance of having a nagging cough? And so I'm just going to I'm going to muscle check on your behalf since you're not right in front of me. And so just say nagging cough.
Nagging cough.
Okay, so I'm getting it what's called an on-muscle check response, or a yes, meaning yes, you're matching that vibratory rate. So, like, I don't have a nagging cough, so if I was having a session, I wouldn't resonate with that. I'd be talking about another symptom, you know, that I have. So now we're going to move forward and find out what is the negative pattern that's involved with you denying. This is interesting that you said that you've been kind of denying it, because that's exactly the next section. So I'm going to muscle check. There's eight different options, and you're going to let me know which one you need. So Betsy needs number one, no, number two, number three, number four, number five. It's I ignore my body's messages. That's exactly what you said earlier.
Yeah.
So now we're just going to verify that you're at this resonance or this vibratory rate. And so let's have you say that. I ignore my body's messages.
I ignore my body's messages.
Yes. And so you're actually matching that resonance. So let's see if there's anything else here or here. No, nothing else. So now we're going to identify the positive message or the positive pattern in order to really start recognizing what's happening, because that's the first step, is to resonate with a, you know, recognizing it, so then you can do something about it. So it's number one, no, it's something number two or number three, nope, number four, yes, oh, it's a good one, it's I understand what is happening to me. So once you resonate with that, we can go really deeper and, you know, find out the cause, if there's emotional, mental piece for you. So let's have you say that. Say, I understand what is happening to me.
I understand what is happening to me.
And I'm muscle checking. I'm getting an off muscle check response. So that means you do not resonate with actually understanding what is happening. So it would make sense that, you know, you haven't really, you know, addressed this or gone any deeper, you know, with it.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned earlier, there's usually a repressed emotion that's involved here. So there are five different emotions, and let's find out what the repressed emotion is that's underneath this cough. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's actually love. And this is, that means that your nagging cough indicates the love, that you deny and that you actually repress out of loyalty to your family system. And so this loyalty for your family system is a very interesting concept, and it has to do with, you know, sometimes we feel like if we're this bright, chipper, young little one filled with love, and we are in an environment with our parents who maybe have a drug and alcohol problem, then seeing us as this loving being, we are going to, you know, it's almost like too much for them. And so we would deny the love. And so that's really what that, I mean, there's more to it, but that gives you a little bit of an idea about this is talking about. So let's go ahead and verify your resonance with this. Just say my nagging cough.
My nagging cough.
Indicates the love.
Indicates the love
that I deny.
That I deny.
And that I repress out of loyalty.
And that I repress out of loyalty.
To my family system.
To my family system.
Does that make sense at all to you?
Yeah. A lot.
Oh, it does. Okay. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Very good. All right, so now we are going to have you say the positive. This would be your new possibility. Just say, I am aware of the love I feel.
I am aware of the love I feel.
I accept it.
I accept it.
And fuse it as a part of me.
And use it as a part of me.
And transform my nagging cough.
And transform my nagging cough.
Into love for myself.
Into love for myself.
Yeah, so I'm doing a muscle checking. I'm getting an off muscle check response. So it means that you're not resonating there, but this will be your new possibility or something that you can live into once we, you know, do the modality and shift your resonance with it.
Okay.
All right. So now I've got a question for you, which is very important. So if this symptom, so if this nagging cough had a higher purpose or it had something that it wanted to tell you, but you just haven't gotten the message yet because you really haven't, you know, like you said earlier, taken the time. What do you think is the message, the positive message, that if you just got that message, you wouldn't need the cough? It's almost like the cough would have served its purpose because it would have gotten you to this positive message.
Say it again. It's like right on the tip of my tongue, but it's not right there yet.
Yeah, it's one of the most difficult questions to really, because you really need to go deep to answer it. It's like, if this nagging cough was, you know, waving a flag, Betsy, we want to give you, this is possible in your life, or there's a positive message or a learning that it's trying to get you to get, that if you just got that message, the cough could release itself.
Well, I guess the message that I'm denying, or that if I got it, the cough would go away, would be that I'm enough. I don't have to exceed everybody's expectation to get their affection or approval.
Yes. And are you having a little bit of emotion right there?
Yeah.
With that, yeah. So I would just kind of breathe through that and just know that that's a piece from the past. So I can hear that you would need to, you know. So I'm going to have you just say that one more time. I have the part that you're enough. I don't have to, you said exceed everyone's expectations?
Yes.
Okay, exceed, yeah. To get their love and approval?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and say, I'm going to muscle check that on your behalf. Just say, I am enough.
I am enough.
I don't have to exceed everyone's expectations.
I don't have to exceed everyone's expectations.
To get their love and approval.
To get their love and approval.
Okay, so I'm getting an off-muscle check response, so that's going to be wonderful once you resonate with that. And so now we're going to move forward, and I appreciate your vulnerability, you know, today on the radio, but now we're going to do the modality that's going to shift this. And so let's see what we need here. So I'm just going to muscle check from this wonderful modality book that I have what would work for you. And it's called the thymus tap. And the thymus gland is right beneath the breastbone there. And so let's have you just take the tip of your fingers and right in the middle of the breastbone there, just start tapping and taking some slow, deep breaths in and out through your nose. And the listeners can do that as well. And this is closely associated with the heart and the immune system. The tapping of the thymus has an effect on the immune system, I just said that, and centers you in your heart, which is a place of unconditional love. Something that you didn't maybe perhaps get as much as you had hoped to growing up, especially when you thought that you needed to exceed everyone's expectations, you know, to get their love and approval. So just continue to tap on your breastbone here. All right. So just you can stop now. And we're going to go back and we're going to verify these, that there's been a shift. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
How did that feel?
feels good.
Good. All right. So let's have you say nagging cough.
Nagging cough.
Okay, so I'm getting an off-muscle check response, meaning you're no longer matching that vibration. So I would expect it to ease up. You know, I don't know that you'll never, ever cough again, you know, but it's, I would expect it to ease up. And now we'll have you say, I ignore my body's messages.
I ignore my body's messages.
And I'm getting an off-muscle check response, so you're no longer resonating there. So I would expect that in the future you would start being aware of all of the symptoms that you have, not just the cough, but, you know, any other symptom, and you can move forward in taking care of that. And now we'll have you say, I am aware of the love I feel.
I am aware of the love I feel.
I accept it.
I accept it.
And fuse it as a part of me.
And fuse it as a part of me.
And transform my nagging cough.
And transform my nagging cough.
Into love for myself.
Into love for myself.
Very good. So you resonate with that. So you're matching that vibration. When you say that, does it feel different at all?
While I was saying it, it felt really scary. To accept love for myself, that's something that I don't do.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably the first thing, is really to love ourselves. Probably the most important thing. Right.
Right.
So let's do this positive message here. Say, I am enough.
I am enough.
I no longer have to, I don't have to exceed everyone's expectations.
I don't have to exceed everyone's expectations.
To get their love and approval.
To get their love and approval.
And you resonate. Fantastic. So that's another new possibility that you can look forward to. And so, so anything else then is needed for today's session? This little mini session? No? Well, thank you so much, Betsy, for this. I would really look for how that cough is, dissipates over time. You know, you may need a little bit more than just what we did here, but thank you so much for being on the show. And you now resonate with, you know, really listening to your body's messages and moving forward to, you know, being energized or just loving yourself and knowing that you are enough. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling as well, Betsy. So now, real quick, before we let you go, Betsy, so you're feeling everything that Victoria was doing, right?
Yeah. It is definitely something like you never think about, you know, that you use a cough as something to deflect loving yourself or loving others or accepting love from people,
right.
That it's more of a, I tend to be very resigned and cynical. You know, I might go through the motions, but I don't actually accept love
right.
Very well or at all from people.
Well, you know what? Hopefully this is going to change for you. And like Victoria said, maybe you need a little bit more in terms of, you know, another session, but you know, if you can start to see that improvement, especially with the cough dissipating, I think that spells success.
Yes, it definitely. I was never aware of that.
Well, all right. Well, thank you again for calling in. We appreciate it. And Victoria, wow, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I just love it. I love the work I do. It's just so powerful, and you get results. You know, each session.
Yeah, obviously. And it's funny too, because when you first started talking to her and she hacked, I was like, oof, that sounds like a nasty cough. and it's amazing that it's a repressed emotion that was causing that. That's the way the body was dealing with it. And that's just,
exactly.
That's just a quick example of the work that our guest Victoria Benoit can do. If you want to find out more about her, this work called Resonance Repatterning, you can see, you know, it doesn't take a long time. You know, we had Betsy. She was more than I want to say, agreeable enough to do this on the air and put herself out there. So we appreciate that once again. So thank you again, Betsy, for doing that. And if you are looking for ways that this can possibly deal with anything that you've got that, you know, you're like, hey, maybe it's about time I look into something like this, reach out to Victoria. She's the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes, and I would count that as one of them. Reach out to her by phone at 602-864-7662 or extraordinaryoutcomes.com. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona, but as you can tell, she can do it over the phone, so it doesn't matter where she's located or where you are. Give her a call, check out her website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. And Victoria, thank you once again for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great. Right. And next week, I'm going to be doing something on abundance.
All right, so great. I look forward to that. So mark your calendars. She'll be back next week, same time, same channel, and doing something with abundance. I know people love abundance.
Exactly.
All right, Victoria, have a great day.
We'll you too. Thank you.
We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.